I've spent my whole life promising myself I wouldn't end up like my mother, that I wouldn't lose myself in someone else's orbit. And yet, here I am, barely holding it together in front of a man who has trouble written all over him. Liam leans in, his breath brushing against my lips, and it takes every ounce of strength I have not to close the small gap between us.
I wanted to talk to you,
he murmurs, his voice gravelly and low, like a secret meant only for me.
Alone.
I swallow hard, my throat dry. I force myself to remember my plans. Med school, my future, my independence. Okay, I say slowly, dragging the word out as I try to regain my footing. His smirk finally breaks through, infuriatingly charming and entirely self-assured.
Can I have your phone number, Angel?
I blink, thrown completely off guard. My phone number?
Yeah,
he says smoothly, his eyes dropping to my lips for a fraction of a second before meeting mine again.
I want to call you, ask you out.
I can feel my pulse pounding in my ears, my heart hammering against my ribcage like it's trying to escape. You want to ask me out? Like, on a date? He chuckles, a low, velvety sound that spreads through me like a warm drink on a cold day.
Yeah, Angel. A date. Dinner, dancing, maybe a movie. The classics. I'll make it memorable.
His gaze drops to my mouth again, lingering, and I swear I can feel the phantom pressure of his lips on mine.